It's okay. Shlemos HaLeit. Another thing you have to work on is your intentions. Your intentions should be pure. Your intentions should be only for the purpose of doing the Ratzon Hashem. Should be shalim, complete, look at Pesach and not kind of like all over the place. And you shouldn't be doing it just because you do it. Rather, it should be kol liboy nasim lazeh. You should be fully focused on your avodas Hashem. Shmiras kol mitzvos k'mashmoida and shmiras kol mitzvos kulam b'chol dektutei. Okay. Now, I think this is what you mean by the summary of the introduction. Hini kol eila kolam tzuchim pirish gadol. Everything I just told you is the klolim, is the you can bring the chair, is the general rules, the general principles, right? Every step of Avodas Hashem requires is assumes a certain amount of chokhmah, a certain amount of knowledge, and that's what we've been trying to like explain, is that the knowledge is what allows a person to apply to different scenarios, apply the chokhmah. Understand how to utilize it for different things. Because if a per kol zman a person, kol zman a person doesn't really have an understanding of something, you cannot apply it to something else. Right? Because you don't know what it's all about. And therefore, applying it to your life, you really have to understand the psychology behind it, understand the chokhmah of it. And therefore, Humash Huva one of them is of a heroes. This breaker describes the ladder. Now, what's the idea of the ladder? The ladder of Avodas Hashem requires an understanding of each midah, an understanding of why this midah comes before that midah. What makes the second midah higher than the first? And in what way do you need the first to get to the second? If you just say, well, what's better? What's better? Sephardi or Ashkenazi? All right. Let's say one is better than the other. But it doesn't require one to get to the other, right? So over here in these midas, the fact that they're set up as a ladder implies you can only get to the second one after you've mastered the first. So that means that
No,
there's a
that's not true.
where?
Is it true or not
Yes,
true?
that
Oh,
is
that's
true.
true.
That is true. So therefore, what it implies is that you have to have it's a chachma to understand what is the first midah about? How do you get it? What's the primary goal of the first midah? And how do you prevent losing it? And once you have it clear, then I have to explain to you why the second midah is built on the first. The only way you can understand it is by breaking everything down again with the chokhmah. So the Mishnah Sharm is telling us that everything has a midah. Not only is everything a midah, and not only is everything, every midah in Yiddishkeit, every level has a chokhmah to it. Every level in Yiddish has a chokhmah to it. It's not just, be from. No, you got, there's a chokhmah here. And therefore, this brisa really shows us how that's true. Because what this brisa shows me is that there's levels of Yiddishkeit that each one is based on having mastered the one before it. And the one before it has in it certain characteristics that will help us bekoina the second one. And therefore, again, it's breaking down each midah into its parts so that you understand how you're cutting it, and then you understand how to apply it into helping you get the midah above it.
There's no shortcuts.
And there's no shortcuts. And that's why this brisa is a very unique braisa. Because it doesn't just talk about different midos, it talks about specifically the Seder HaDavar and how you're cutting it. Torah Meviyah, here's Meviyah these Rizos. We're going to analyze each one of these midos. Rizos Meviyah, there's something about Jesus that will bring you to Nikias. Nikias will bring you to Precious, and Precious will bring you to Tahara. Tahara will bring you to Chasidus, and Chasidus will bring you to Anava. Which, by the way, you see how high Anava is on the scale over here. It's the step before Ruach HaKodesh. Not bad. Before Yiras Chet, actually. Then Meviyah de Kedusha, and Kedusha Meviyah de Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, so it's two steps removed. So that's what's unique about this braisa. Now, I want you to understand Avoida and its parts. Because I don't want you to run to think that I'm going to get Kedusha now. I want to get Ruach HaKodesh. Bam, chick chack. No. There's a process over here. You have to understand Avodas Hashem. There's a chokhmah involved. There's a reason why Avodas Ruach HaKodesh is only way after everything else. How do you get it? And what are the ways you could lose it? So that I could learn it in others. We'll learn about Yirav L'shishachach, and we will not forget our Chayva. And again, why naturally don't think that you can gain this without studying? Because naturally, we are pulled by our Chumrias, by our physical side. The physical side will not allow us to appreciate this side. So again, there in that line, he's emphasizing the point that there's no way to get this without working on it and studying it. Hashem, yeah, bechislenu v'yishmar aglinu milechem. Hashem, you show me your way. Ba'mitacha. I mean, so. It's very very powerful ideas here. But let's just go back to the beginning of the Brice of Repentance Binyar for a moment, where he says, Torah Meviyah L'Dezihirus. So again, here, Masechet Yesharim has a line, Torah Meviyah L'Dezihirus means you can't accomplish anything in your strive for Ruchnias without Torah. A person shouldn't think that without Torah, they can go ahead and be a chassid. Because not only can you not have chassidus or Ruach HaKodesh without climbing the ladder, but without Torah you can't even get on the ladder to begin with. Right now, there is a question of Masechet Yesharim. I mentioned it maybe earlier, that Masechet Yesharim is very proud of his ability of what he's about to do, and he's telling us that he's going to build out the sefer based on the brice of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. So I'm going to talk about Zahiris, I'm going to talk about Zerizus, I'm going to talk about Nikias and Precious. I'm going to talk about all of these midas, and I'm going to break them down for you. So the Pela Atzuma in the Sinas Yesharim, which is, why didn't he have a chapter about Torah then? Torah is the main mida, and he skips it. It's unbelievable. Here you are telling me, what? Yeah. Here you are telling me, okay, I'm gonna tell you about this. I'm gonna tell you about this. The ladder, but you can't even get onto the ladder because I never explained to you what Torah is.
Second sefer that they found. Let's start.
This is someone told me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the assumption is if you're gonna not find this book, you gotta have some type of
So that could be that is, based
writing.
on the introduction, it could be. But he's not here to explain to us about that because everyone understands that Torah is a chokhmah. Everyone understands that Torah implies studying, learning, deciphering, getting down to the bottom of things. So that may be obvious. It's the other midas that I requires a chiddush of the Nesilas Shem to explain to us how, why does Zerizas, why is that a sugya? But I heard another pshat based on the way we're explaining it now, which is that in reality, Torah is not part of the ladder. Because the way we explain the ladder is that you have to be koyin zehiris. And once you're koyin zehiris, you gotta be you go to Zerizas. Right? When you're working on Zerizas, you can't be focused on zehiris. The implication of a ladder is you move off of the first rung to get onto the second. If you want to keep one foot on the bottom rung, you're never going to get to the third and fourth steps because your foot is still on the bottom one. Right? If you teach a boy Mishnayos and then he starts learning Gemara, if he's still too focused on Mishnayos, he's never going to get into Gemara. He has to kind of move on into Gemara and not focus on the Mishnayos anymore. That's the way it is. You need to focus on the next step, and each one looks to the next. In reality, Torah is not part of the ladder in that sense. Because Torah, you don't reach a shlemus of Torah and say, Torah is the base, and then you forget Torah and move on to Zeirus. If you forget Zeirus, you move on to Zeirus. No. It's Torah, I said this before. Torah may be the days of Zeirus. But Torah is also maybe the days of Zeirus. And Torah is also maybe the day Nikias and Precious. The Torah is there, and then you need it consistently throughout the process. So it's not really part of the ladder. It's the basic fundamental ingredient for growth. Okay?
I thought it was a cumulative thing. One level brings to the next.
Right,
But
but
you
you're.
have to encompass previous level to get to the next.
Well, if you're kind of it, and then you focus on the next, you should have enough that you're not consistently working on that.
You have it.
You have it. But you can't, it's
Not
not,
like you're forgetting about
no,
it,
but it's
just.
not your focus anymore. It's not a constant part of your avodah at this point. Okay. So what we took out this Hakadama is that the purpose of learning this sefer is so that it's twofold, is that you have to learn it many times, because you have to appreciate and inculcate the ideas. And what he is mechadish over here is one of the main chiddushim is that there's a gvaldik of chokhmah in the understanding of midas and musar, and he's going to explain to us as we go through the sefer each midah and how to break it down. Okay, so I want to do Perek Aleph. After we do Perek Aleph, we'll see where we go from there. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll start Perek Aleph.